Okay, good morning. So this work is based on the ITA Kodak controlled data access and communication conceptual design. This is coming out of the 2006 ITA Kodak review. The work is led by Joe Lister from CRPP Lausanne as a visiting researcher with the ITA Central team. There's an EFTA support task involving six associations, and the contact people are mentioned there. In addition, there's already involvement from the other ITA partner teams, already the Americans and the Japanese, and the other partner teams will follow very quickly, I think. By way of introduction, and very briefly, what does Kodak do? This slide is taken from a presentation that Joe Lister made here at JET about a month ago. Basically, it provides the glue layer between the 50 to 80 ITA plant systems delivered by the ITA partners, including all the diagnostics. And then I have a long list of bullets. I've highlighted three. It's responsible for configuring and operating all the equipment in the context of this meeting. It's responsible for providing remote experimentation participation features. And I have an example at the end of the slides of preparing, validating, and executing the operational schedules. The boundary of Kodak, quite quickly again, the magenta part of this network diagram shows ITA systems interfacing to the plant systems through a plant system host, and then the actual equipment is not part of Kodak, nor is a central interlock and safety system, and nor is a safety system network. Over here we see various gateways interfacing to the general ITA network, which is also not part of Kodak, and then going out onto the internet, possibly to some remote sites where there might be a component of Kodak software running remotely. So the remote experimentation challenges for ITA, similar to other fusion devices. So remote researchers wish to have access to the data which is as good as being in Cadarache. So this is remote data access in our terms, if you like. Remote researchers wish to prepare experiments. So this is the remote preparation of the operational schedules, which I'll come to. Following experiments, we've heard a lot of this morning and yesterday. Information quality should be similar to being on site. That requires not only the transfer of the data, but also state-of-the-art teleconferencing technology. And then perhaps somewhat different from existing, at least large fusion devices, remote researchers wish to exploit their own research equipment. They wish to interact. The ITA partner teams are delivering the systems, and they wish to interact with them remotely. So we have to provide this, and we have to provide security, but at the same time, make it as transparent as possible. This is the common situation with today's machines. And that will imply a very close integration with ITA IT systems, with the IT security policies on the ITA site, provided for more normal remote collaboration. So I'm going to take a few concepts from the ITA Kodak overview document. I should emphasize that this is technology agnostic. It only talks about requirements. It doesn't talk about any solutions. Some basic definitions talk about plant operation zone, and then various modes of operation from Kodak control, local control, and then this remote operation request that through an operation request gateway that will allow some control remotely. And plant operation switching, and then moving on to remote experiment sites and remote experiment participation. And at the end, by way of illustration, I talk about remote operation schedule editing. So plant operation. This refers to the operation of a full ITA plant in Cadarache. The plant operators have full responsibility for the safe and efficient operation of ITA during and outside the experimentation periods. The plant operation functions are not replicated outside Cadarache. And the plant operation zone refers both to a physical area for human operation and to a restricted communication network. Normally, these plant systems will be under Kodak control. It refers to the normal operation of all of those systems. However, local control will obviously also be provided. It refers to the ability of personnel close to the hardware to operate the hardware independently of Kodak, essential for standard commissioning, maintenance, repair, replacement. Local control poses no organizational security issues other than unauthorized access locally. Now, Kodak control with remote operation requests, this is seen as a requirement. It's an operation request, it's a mode of Kodak control which allows the functioning of specific ETA hardware or actions to take place to be managed from outside the plant operation zone. It is a requirement. Experience on existing systems, particularly on diagnostics, shows that this will be required. So operational requests are relayed through the operational request gateway. The gateway interprets the request and relays them to the systems if appropriate. It means that the plant systems will have to be designed with this mode of operation in mind. And the operational request gateway provides both content and context authorization. So we have to answer the question who, both the individual and the role that they might be filling, where they are, when, both the actual time, the state of ETA, and the state of the plant system that they're trying to interact with, and of course the content, what are they trying to do. So a small diagram here. So we see the plant operation zone in red with Kodak, the normal mode of operation, Kodak control of the plant systems with the plant operators situated geographically within the plant operations zone. We have the ability for local control, perhaps from local control rooms, local cubicles. And then we have the operation request gateway from staff outside the plant operation zone. We don't distinguish between whether they're at Cadarache locally or anywhere else, or whether they're in offices at Cadarache outside the plant operation zone. This is all the same. The requests come through the operation request gateway, are brokered by Kodak, and will be passed on to the plant systems if appropriate. Switching between the control modes, between Kodak control, local control, is under plant operator supervision or under automated sequence control in Kodak. And what is expressly not allowed is a direct communication from outside the plant operation zone directly to a plant system. So I'm going to gloss over this because we don't allow it. We're hoping not to allow it. It would be a point-to-point connection through to a plant system from outside the plant operation zone. It clearly generates a serious network security threat and can also a serious integrity threat if the operation is not consistent with the state of the ETA plant. So all systems must be designed to eliminate the requirements for the direct point-to-point connection, and up till now no case has been found where direct communication is a requirement. So remote experiment sites, these are sites that play a role in the experimentation of ETA, specifying pulses. I tried to remove all the reference to pulse from this talk, so I apologize for that. It should say operations, I think. They participate in the execution of the experiments and in monitoring their progress and, of course, the analysis of the data. And it is a strong feature of ETA that the experiment sites include both Cadarache and the other participant teams. The functionality of the experiment control room, experiment site at Cadarache and at other locations is equivalent, and that is a constraint on Kodak design. The experiment sites might use local copies of Kodak software, or they might use standard remote computer access techniques. Of course, they require high-quality human communication means and high-quality quality of service computer links. Remote analysis sites are similar, but they may not have all the functionality of the remote experiment sites. So this, if you like, is remote data access, where the previous one was remote computer access. The only requirement for Kodak here is to provide adequate bandwidth out of the plant operation zone. There is likely to be something like the operation request gateway, but for the remote writing back of analyzed data. So remote experiment participation then is putting all of this together It's an activity combining the features of the experiment site and the analysis site. Also requires the high-quality human communication for off-site communications. And it will require not only the technical systems, but also an understanding of the way that ITER operates. And we imagine that could only come from experience gained at the Cataract site during a formal training period. So, by way of example, operation schedule editing. This is similar to the diagrams we've seen before. At a remote experiment site, we see a team of physicists, I should say site or sites, in fact, a team of physicists working on an operational schedule locally. Through the operational request gateway, they have access to the plant operation zone, maybe with a number of services, checking the operating limits, both the physics limits and the machine limits, or a set of simulation tools to check their operation schedules. When they're happy with these, they would upload them through the operation request gateway into the plant operation zone, into a database of schedules. They would then be checked and validated by the operators locally and stored before they could be uploaded onto the ITER system for operation. This, of course, likely to, or must be, very close video conferencing links between the remote and the local sites. So in conclusion, remote, or in fact experiment participation, which may be remote, is part of the Kodak design. Experiment sites at Cataract and the other partners will be treated identically. The standard techniques, remote computer access, data access, and high-quality communication will be required. The trick is to provide security with the transparency that is required. And this special mode, the normal plant operation mode under Kodak control, can be combined with these operation requests, which may be remote, to allow some actions from outside the plant operation zone. And very close integration with ITER IT, site security policies will be required. And then just finally, a message from Joe Lister. If anybody would like to help with the ITER Kodak review, then please contact him. Thank you.